Joy in the midst. Always be joyful. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Does that seem like an impossible direction to follow? Do you know anyone who is always joyful? Do you share a home with that person? It's easy for most of us to put on a happy face for the outside world, only to become a grumbler or complainer when we are safe behind our own walls. If you are truly joy-filled, there is no room left for a bad attitude or complaining spirit. If you do know a person who is full of joy, it's safe to say they practice the instructions to pray regularly and in everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18. Most of us pray sometimes and show thankfulness sometimes to our Redeemer, but we fall down in the always and everything departments. However, this is what God wants for you who are united with the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. How is it possible in today's broken world to have a joy-filled heart that is not shaken with the next bad news report? Remember that God has a perfect plan. He is in control, and His timing is perfect. Don't quench the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Don't let the troubles of your life snuff out your light when you are in your comfort zone. Always be filling your heart with God-inspired messages. When you focus on hearing from God through His written word, His messengers, His voice, signs, and wonders, He will keep you in perfect peace. You will be able to face this broken world and your messy life with pure joy that surpasses your circumstances. There is always something to be thankful for. Look for and dwell on the good. If you just can't see it, ask the Spirit to open your eyes. God gave you another chance today. Choose joy.